This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listen, baby.
He aligns himself with the truth. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Listen, baby.
I can't wait.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low.
I want to do one thing.
Wild enough, baby.
Let's get in the ring.
If you need me, call.
Turn this up. Listen to human spirit. That's how amazing humans are.
How far?
Don't worry, baby.
Call my name. I'll be there.
I know my dad would kill for me. It's like that. See, I don't want to be that psychopath. I want to be the person that does show up. I want to be the schmuck. I want to be the guy with a heart. I want to be the guy that delivers. You know, the spiritual energy of the enemy is turning up because they know their time is coming to a close. And I'm going to shut up now because one of my favorite guys to listen to, even though I'm usually busy when he's on, I listen to it at 9. And I go to his site in around 15 years, nomorefakenews.com. And he's been an investigative journalist for 40 years and a filmmaker, John Rappaport. Go ahead and take over, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. Good to be here. Well, there's so many stories. So many stories. I'm going to go through some of them here. You know, this very interesting BuzzFeed thing. Oh, we're going to check the products of InfoWars and see what's really there and so on and so forth. Well, it appears that the ingredients that they've claimed are in them are actually, in them. So there are millions of you out there listening to the program all over the world. I have a little suggestion, just a little one. Maybe some of you want to go over there to BuzzFeed and take a gander at the products that they recommend highly. Just look at them and see what you think. And go through them and say, oh, look at this one. I wonder what that's all about. Track it down, take a look, investigate a little deeper. Maybe you'll find something. Who knows? Maybe you'll find that the buzzers should be buzzing about themselves. I don't know. I have no idea. Could be nothing at all. But on the other hand, you never know. You might find a product or two that interests you, that you track it down. You say, wait a minute. What about this thing? What about that thing? Let's check this out. Let's see if it's everything it's cracked up to be. Let's see what it's actually, what's actually in the product. Have a little fun. You know, once in a while, I think we deserve to have a little bit of fun. Just a thought, but plant the thought. You never know what seeds will grow. Well, here's somebody that didn't have a lot of fun. Actually, she's extremely resilient and heroic. Her name is Polly Tommy, and she is one of the producers on the fantastic documentary film called Vaxxed, which I'm sure many of you know about. It's a documentary that was shut down at the Tribeca Film Festival by Robert De Niro. And then he said, well, people ought to really see the film because it's got some very important information about vaccines in it. And so on, blew up into a gigantic story. The people at Vaxxed, the producers and the crew, have been traveling all around the United States and in other countries on a kind of a big-time tour, screening the film, having people there to take questions from the audience afterwards. And so Polly Tommy went to Australia recently to do this with Vaxxed. She had some extremely interesting experiences. extremely interesting experiences, which I'll tell you about in a minute.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months. Big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Take 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, so before the break, I was talking about the explosive documentary on vaccines called Vaxxed. And in case there are people out there who don't know the theme of the film, it focuses on one guy, longtime Centers for Disease Control CDC researcher William Thompson, who in 2014 went public on his lawyer's website with a confession that he and his colleagues at the CDC had manipulated and cooked the data in a scientific study on the safety of the MMR vaccine, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. They had twisted the data to make it seem as if there was no increased risk for autism from the vaccine, when indeed there was. This was a mind-blowing scandal, because William Thompson has worked at the CDC for over 15 years. His name appears on many studies. He's an insider. He's not somebody coming in there from the outside. And that was his confession. Concealed from professionals, doctors, the public, mothers of children, the risk for neurological damage, brain damage, autism from the MMR vaccine. Major. That's what the film is about, see? So, it's gone worldwide, this documentary. Polly Tommy, one of the producers, was there in Australia recently for a tour. It was shown in screenings across the country in different venues. Lots of media babble about it. Don't see this film and whatever. So, of course, people lined up the block to see it, right? On her way out of the country to go to New Zealand, Polly is told by Customs and Immigration that her visa is canceled, she can't come back, and she's banned from Australia. According to Polly, that's for 3 years. Banned. You know, you're out. Canceling your visa. Amazing. Okay, and what does the Australian press do about this? What reason do they give why she's banned? Well, because she lied, you see, on her visa and said that, she was there for other reasons other than business. Well, I got a hold of the documents, the actual government documents. This story is going to be coming quite soon to No More Fake News. And the documents from the government don't say that at all. In fact, they say, well, she said she was there on business. Okay. But the real reason that they got rid of her was because she is, quote, an anti-vaccine activist from the United States of America, and she could cause an adverse reaction among some members of the Australian community. That's almost word for word. What? Which members? Who? What? You know, what is this, like triggering snowflakes again? We're into this, you know? Could cause an adverse reaction. What about the adverse reaction from the vaccine? This is why they got rid of her, because they don't want the public to know what's in that film. Because it's too true, too explosive, too horrendous, and too waking up, too unhypnotic, too anti-hypnotic, too anti-trance, too informative, too not fake. That's why the press is going crazy in Australia. You see all the medical bureaucrats and all government officials. This film is highly dangerous. Nobody should see it. It's horrible because it could cause parents to not vaccinate their children and then everybody would die. You know, whatever. The usual kind of insanity, right? All you have to do is go to the Centers for Disease Control website and start looking at what's actually in these vaccines, vaccine by vaccine, all of them on the schedule. What's this, aluminum? That's a neurotoxin, isn't it? Yes, yes. So we're injecting aluminum into the body. That can't be good. Into children? What's this other thing? There's still mercury in flu vaccine? Oh, my God. And what's this thing, polysorbate 80, or another toxic ingredient? And then there's all kinds of germs, not just the germs intentionally planted in the vaccines, but indeed other germs that get in there as contaminants injected directly into the bodies of babies and children and all of the destruction that follows. Look it up. Research it for yourself. This is a blood-boiling reality in our world. That vaccination, which is promoted by the medical cartel as the highest and the greatest good, is a method for disabling populations all over the world, incurring neurological and brain damage, disabling people so that they can't function, think straight, live their lives. It's destruction. It's destruction on behalf of top-down control, otherwise known as globalism. And if you really want to start going down the rabbit hole, just start looking at the history of modern pharmaceutical medicine and the promotion of same by the Rockefeller clan. The Rockefeller clan, the arch proponents at a very, very high level of what is called globalism. Go ahead. Have fun. Have fun with it. All right. 30 to 40% off, talking about InfoWars. Select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Giving you 30 to 40 off on our InfoWars Select Storable Food line, InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars Select Foods have a shelf life of 25 years. Made with super high quality ingredients in the USA. Get 30 to 40 off on all InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com until tonight only. Get it done. Vaccines. Polly Tommy. Vaxxed. The truest documentary that's come out in a long, long, long time. I wrote about this extensively at No More Fake News in August of 2014 when William Thompson, who still, by the way, works at the Centers for Disease Control, will not talk to the press, says he's available to speak to Congress if there's a hearing. Never happened. Never happened. Nobody except Representative Bill Posey in Congress has been lifting a finger to have hearings, put this guy under oath and say, Dr. Thompson, tell us everything you know about the MMR vaccine, its autism risk, and let's talk about all the other vaccines. Let's talk about all the other ingredients. As an insider, tell us what you know. That would be a hearing to put on national television. That would be a way that all these fake news networks could actually recover some of their credibility for the public. But it ain't happening. I mean, as a reporter, let me tell you, when an insider at a prime evil fraudulent government agency like the CDC comes out in the open, an insider, a long-term researcher, and says, here's what he said. We sat in a room, I and my colleagues, doing this study on the MMR vaccine, and we brought in a garbage can. And we disposed of many sheets of data that would have been incriminating to the accusatory, to the MMR vaccine. We got rid of all that. So we could conclude that the vaccine showed no increased risk for autism in children. Polly Tommy, the producer of Vaxxed, happens to be a parent with an autistic child. She knows. She knows. As many, many, many other parents, and especially mothers, know exactly what happened to their children after being vaccinated. How they turned away from the world, from being happy, open children, full of life. Neurological damage. Never the same again. Never the same again. And these puppets and these mongers and these disgusting specimens of anti-humanity, medical bureaucrats and government officials and mainstream dupe reporters talking about in Australia and the United States and any country you want to go to, get up on their pedestal and say, oh, we know that vaccines are entirely safe and effective and have wiped out diseases and we wouldn't be here if we're not. And there's been an outbreak of one measles case. Yeah, one measles case. Death for all populations. One measles case. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break at InfoWar.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and racing.
Okay, we're back. John Rappaport here, sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour, InfoWars. I don't know how many of you heard about this, another fantastic story. This one has to do with California. Got a lot to say about California. But Judicial Watch, a watchdog group that gets documents out of the government, They do a lot more than that, but that's one thing they're able to do. Freedom of Information Act requests, Freedom of Information Act lawsuits. They wrangle documents out of the government. And they've just found out some interesting things about California and the so-called vote fraud issue, which, of course, the mainstream press, there's no vote fraud in California. I mean, ridiculous. This is just a trumped-up Trump charge and trying to make it seem as if possibly Trump won the popular vote. And, of course, we know he didn't, and Hillary won the popular vote, and therefore she should be president. Why isn't she president? Let's get rid of Trump. And, you know, another thread that always somehow ends up at the same place, the same train station, you know, with Hillary standing there alone in the night looking out saying, when is the presidential train coming for me? When am I going to get on the train and take it into the Oval Office? I'm waiting. I'm entitled. I am the president. What's wrong with you people? Okay, so in California, Judicial Watch discovered that 11 counties, at least, have more registered voters than people of voting age. Let's put it that way. At least 11 counties have more registered voters than voters who are eligible to vote. And they discovered that in L.A. County, the registered voters are, get this, 144% of the people of voting age. You know, so, I mean, in other words, there's way more people who are registered to vote in California than there are people of voting age. That's a head scratcher. You would think that if you, for example, if you were the publisher or the editor of mainstream news network who is just looking for a good and true story, wouldn't you want to pounce on that one? Doesn't that stink of enormous scandal? How can this be? Registered voters in L.A. County, biggest county in California, 144% of all the people in L.A. County who are of voting age. Yeah, let's run with that baby. Okay, run that baby. Yeah, let's put on a big headline and say, oh, wait a minute. We can't do that. That would be incorrect. That would give some people the idea, for example, and I hesitate to even mention this, you know, the publisher would say, nobody's recording this, are they? But you see, if we ran this story, it might suggest to people that somehow immigrants or illegal immigrants are somehow being registered to vote illegally or beyond. I don't even know how they could be registered. They're not really on the books. Yeah. Well, let me tell you how. In California, when an illegal immigrant gets a driver's license, and that is just as easy as walking into the Department of Motor Vehicles, by rule, this is not clandestine. This is a California policy. When that happens, unless that illegal immigrant specifically opts out, he or she is registered to vote. Ding. So now we get into the whole question of all of these people who are illegal immigrants in California are registered to vote. Could somehow all of that number be corralled in a vote fraud spectacle? Could that actually happen? Is that possible? Do we have a history in California of any kind of electronic, for example, vote fraud? Well, it just so happens that I investigated that. Yes, indeed. and I'll tell you all about it after the break. Stay with us here at InfoWars.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Welcome back to InfoWars. We were talking about California and the vote fraud scandal. Giant story. Mainstream press is, we can't go with that. No, do not touch that. Might suggest illegal immigrants' votes are being manipulated, that they are not the ones casting them. I did a study, study means you read documents. In this case, there was a top-to-bottom review of voting machines in California that was ordered by the Secretary of State, state government, back in, I think it was 2007, 2008, right in there, to see what was happening. Because they had lots of voting machines and from different companies, right? And up until that time, they had been assuming that everything was wonderful in elections and the votes were being counted great and so on and so forth. Well, excuse me, it turned out that of the 4 companies, 3 of them, the first 3, were completely unreliable and they were decertified, all the voting machines from those companies. and then quickly reinstated. Hello. And the fourth company completely axed forever. That was the review. That threw into doubt everything about the voting system in California. So you put that together with what I'm talking about here, and all of a sudden you've got a way to cast all kinds of extra votes in California. A way by manipulating voting machines, using these many, many, many illegal immigrants who are registered to vote as a kind of cover story, twining them all together and coming out with a gigantic popular vote for whoever you want to. Hillary Clinton, whoever, Jerry Brown. A story that mainstream outlet with all kinds of reporters could get in there and really investigate, but never happened. I'm telling you about it. InfoWars is telling you about it. Look into it. In that review, by the way, that top-to-bottom review that the government ordered, there was tremendously interesting public commentary at the end. For example, how do we know that the source code for the software that's being used in California elections, how do we know that that source code actually belongs to that software? We see no evidence that anything like that has ever been proven. Are you kidding? Several vendors were selling voting machines to the state of California, claiming these machines were manufactured by companies that the state of California had certified as being companies that they used. But, whoops, turned out that some of these machines actually were not made by those companies at all. Who knows who they were made by, and who knows how they counted the votes in California? California is, let's face it, folks, descending into utter madness. Utter madness. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But first, new 1776 specials for August, InfoWars specials, while supplies last. Get this. I'm just going to read down a few. Alexa Pure Pro and Alexa Pure Breeze, 25 off of retail. BrainForce, $17.76, 55% off retail. Survival Shield X2, 55% off of retail. Secret 12, 55% off retail. Oil of Oregano, 40% off retail. BioTrue Selenium, 29% off retail. 11% off retail for Super Blue Mouthwash. On and on it goes. 50% off of Silver Product Special. InfoWars, selectable, storable foods, 30 to 40% off. Get it? The 1776 specials at InfoWars.com. InfoWarsStore.com. So go there. Take advantage of these specials for August while supplies last, of course. All of these and more at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, the madness of California. As Alex was talking about in the last hour, Jerry Brown, oh, the meeting with the president of China. You're doing great things in China, all kinds of high-speed trains and roads. It's just fabulous. What do we care about the fact that you're killing dissidents, political dissidents, putting them in jail, restricting access to the internet, free speech is a joke, are you kidding, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Nothing about that. See, that's now whitewashed in the so-called liberal press. We don't talk about that anymore. Tiananmen Square, nobody knows even what that was. Who cares about tanks, you know, and students rioting in 1989? No, never happened. We don't care about that. China is fantastic because China is now picking up the sword for globalism. Yeah, that's the meme these days, folks. China is picking up the sword for globalism because Trump decided on nationalism. And, of course, we all know how horrible nationalism is. Oh, yes, of course. I mean, for example, the idea, the very idea of getting companies to bring back jobs into the U.S. instead of exporting them to hell holes where people work at slave wages under horrendous environmental conditions and then exporting those products back into America with no tariffs, no taxes, thereby destroying other companies who sell those products in the U.S. because they can't compete with them. That is paradise, folks. That's called globalism, free trade, and that's wonderful. And China is picking up the sword. Well, why wouldn't they? You know, because they're exporting everything under the sun to the U.S. and all over the world. You think they want these products to sit there at ports while the Chinese have to pay out enormous tariffs that suddenly level the playing field? Do you get that? It's pretty straightforward there, right? That's why they're picking up the sword. But Jerry Brown is, oh, what a wonderful meeting and what wonderful things China is doing these days. Oh, yeah, sure. Jerry, I have a suggestion for you, Governor of California. Take a trip to China and say, I want to see who's in the prisons. Okay? I mean, I just like to take a tour and see how you boys do it here because, you know, I mean, after all, we may want to do that in California eventually. So if you could just show me the prisons and have a, I've got my own translator here. We could talk to some of these fellows and women and find out why they're here and what they did. That would be okay, wouldn't it? Sure. Go ahead. Try that, Governor Brown. See what you can do. By the way, and Brown acknowledged this, but he doesn't talk about it very much. If you take in the actual debt of the state of California, not just talking about the government shortfall right now, but the what's called the unfunded liabilities in the future. In other words, what California is committed to paying in pension funds and retirement funds and this funds and these funds and all of that, et cetera, et cetera. It comes to a tidy $444 billion. That's $500 billion that California is underwater on, right? So they're talking about, oh, let's put some high-speed trains in all over California. They'll just float in the air or something, whatever. You know, we'll have the latest people design them and so on. Yeah. You know, I don't know, $5-6 billion with cost overruns. That'll probably come to $40 or $50 billion. No problem. No problem. Oh, wait a minute. We can't do that because we have no money. Because not only don't we have any money, we have way less than no money. This is what's happening in California. Yeah, we want to provide for everybody. Let's make California a sanctuary state. We will never mention a ceiling limit on how many immigrants from all over the world we can take in because we are human and humane and so forth, and we're just going to have to deal with it. So don't ask us how many. There is no limit. Millions upon millions upon millions that will automatically receive government benefits, which means more money, more debt, more underwater, more suffering, more pain. People who are on the margins living in California that want certain jobs will be overwhelmed with immigrants who will come in and do those jobs for less money, etc., etc. Crime, terrorism, all, you know. We don't care about any of that. Welcome to everybody. We are California. Because why? Because it feels good to say that. That's why. Just ask Paul Watson about that. He is the world's foremost expert and journalist and satirist on the issue of virtue signaling. He lays that out like nobody else. California is one gigantic, horrendous virtue signal. Beep, 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 sent out to the rest of the world. Welcome, everybody. We are good people. We are so good people. We are humble people. We grovel. We want to help everybody all the time. Of course, don't ask us to live, you know, in certain places in California, and now the celebrities take over. No, 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 no. We're building bunkers, baby. Underground, fortresses around the house, security armed detail 24/7, but we're good people. You can be sure of that. We love everybody. We want you to know, first and foremost, that we love everybody. Yes, indeed. That's California. One gigantic sinkhole of virtue signal. And they, by the way, of course, are leading the way in mandated, enforced police state vaccination for all school children. I'm sure you know that. They now have the law. The law, the law, the law in California. I moved to California many, many moons ago. And when I moved to California, to Santa Monica, I found a little place, tiny place, you know, it's just a young kid. 2 blocks from the beach, $40 a month in a house. Boom. The main street of Santa Monica, which is part of Los Angeles, at the time, you had many storefronts and actual kinds of garages, large garages with these doors you could pull up. You had carpenters, craftspeople, machinists making parts for machines. You had architects, small offices of architects. You had a few shops and so on and so forth. It was small business capitalism. That's what it was. And it was doing okay. It was a quiet, nice town. And now, oh, it's all grown up with the mall and the high-priced restaurants and the, you know, super-duper condo prices and everything. Yes, this is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Sure. It's all part of the great virtue signal. We are on the cutting edge of everything in California. Why do you think that the tech billionaires in Silicon Valley are such strong globalists and support Jerry Brown and the whole virtue signal? Just track down how many of their products are being actually manufactured and parts outside the United States that have to be exported back to the United States in order to sell here, right? Just track it down, make a list. What would happen if at the ports they had to pay all kinds of tariffs and taxes in order to get those products in here to sell? Level playing field, they would suddenly be in a deep, deep doo-doo. They do not want that. That's why they are so completely against the idea of nationalism. We must have globalism. Indeed, you do. So that's how that works. California. They were talking about secession. A couple of groups. Oh, we're going to secede because now the Trump has won. It's just too horrible to be part of the United States. You know, more virtue signaling. So we're going to secede. We're going to start our own countries. And then somebody said, yeah, but you see, here's the thing. Even by seceding, you don't get out of the debt. So you're going to start off really in the hole. And where are you going to get the money? And if you count up all the federal money that's coming to you as part of the state of California, numerous programs, I mean, of all kinds, and you secede, well, the government's going to say, well, okay, nice knowing you folks. Of course, you're now a separate country. So all that federal money will no longer be coming to you. What? Wait a minute. Hold on. How can we possibly exist unless we are sucking on the federal teat? Wait a minute. You can't do that to us. Well, of course we can. You're now a separate country. You're called, what's the name of your country? Signals of Virtue? Something, whatever. So you're on your own. You understand what that means? No, we don't know what it means to be on our own. We've never been on our own. We've always received tax breaks and subsidies, and take advantage of loopholes, and the federal money comes in, and so forth. And, you know, no, we can't exist unless we've got all that. Well, I guess then you don't really know what it means to secede, you see. Because when you secede and you start your own country, that means that you're independent. You get it? You get it? Reminds me of that old Seinfeld thing that was so great at the car rental thing. Makes a reservation for a car and the car is not there. He says, you know how to make the reservation. You just don't know how to hold the reservation. Well, if you're going to secede, as these snowflakes decided they wanted to do, we'll have our own country. That means you're independent, you see. You know how to say you're independent. You just don't know how to be independent. And on that note, yeah, quite a scene there in California. I think we're coming up on a break here. Indeed we are. This is John Rappaport sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour here on InfoWars. And we shall return for our final segment. Don't go.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time.
John Rappaport back here for our last segment here in the fourth hour at InfoWars. Yeah, this thing about independence, you know, it's a little tricky. You got these folks out there in La La Land, where I used to live, no more, called California. And they wanted to secede because Trump won or something, whatever it was. They wanted to get out from under something. They wanted to go global. For all I know, maybe they wanted to become some kind of an adjunct with China because Governor Brown, he might be the first president of the independent country of California 2.0, yes, with headquarters in Burlingame or Palo Alto, Silicon Valley, yes. We, the high-tech chiefs of the universe, now run a separate country. Okay, let's see how many billions of dollars you guys actually have at your disposal to start a new country. Let's just see if you know the meaning of the word independent, as in independent country. That's a term you should have learned, I don't know, seventh grade. And you're all, of course, you know, IQs through the roof, must be, right? So let's see how you do independently, independent of federal money, tax breaks, subsidies, loopholes, backroom deals, whatever, what have you, whatever. You know, but mainly free of government aid. Wait a minute. That's not part of what being independent means. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, it is actually, you see. It is part of what being independent actually means. That you're not sucking up all that federal money anymore. Yeah, but we need that federal money. Well, that's a different question, you see. You've got need over here, defined by you, and then you've got independent over here, as it actually exists. And you're saying that you want to be independent, but you have a great need. You know? It's a little tap dance that you're doing, right? Talking to the, you know, the big honchos in Silicon Valley who would certainly, you know, want to take over, I guess, an independent country in California after the secession. You boys just don't have it straight, you see. You can't have it both ways. We are strong, fearless, and independent, and we stand for virtue signaling 24/7, and that's our entire policy. And we have a great need at the same time for, you know, tax money, federal programs, all kinds of stuff. Cream off the top of what we need. No, doesn't work. Sorry, just doesn't work that way. Well, we can't possibly run an independent country unless we're dependent. Isn't that obvious? Yeah, it's becoming obvious. And that, you see, folks, that's where the leading globalist state in the United States, California, is going. Right down the toilet. Take a lesson, Governor Brown. It's been great being with you again. This is John Rappaport for Alex and InfoWars in the fourth hour. Thank you very much. See you next time.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.